Do you run the Zamboni, Esteban? I repeated.
Yeah, you know. They don't let me drive her in the games, you know. That's for the guys with suits. They like to put a kid, you know? Some celebrity, maybe. Ride around and wave, that shit. But I get to do it for the morning skate, you know? When the team is in town. I run the Zamboni just the morning, real early. But they're on the road now, so I come later.
We'd like to take a look inside the arena, Deb said, clearly impatient with me for speaking out of turn. Esteban turned back to her, a crafty gleam lighting up half of one eye.
Sure, he said. You got a warrant?
Deborah blushed. It made a wonderful contrast to the blue of her uniform, but it was possibly not the most effective choice for reinforcing her authority. And because I knew her well, I knew she would realize she had blushed and get mad. Since we didn't have a warrant, and didn't, in fact, have any business here whatsoever that could remotely be considered officially sanctioned, I didn't think that getting mad was our best tactical maneuver. Esteban, I said, before Deb could say anything regrettable.
Huh?
How long have you worked here? He shrugged.
Since the place opened. I worked at the old arena 2 years before that.
So you were working here last week when they found the dead body on the ice? Esteban looked away. Under his tan, his face turned green. He swallowed hard.
I never want to see something like that again, man, he said. Never.
I nodded with genuine synthetic sympathy. I really don't blame you, I said. And that's why we're here, Esteban. He frowned.
Why you mean?
I glanced at Deb to make sure she wasn't drawing a weapon or anything. She glared at me with tight-lipped disapproval and tapped her foot, but she didn't say anything. Esteban, I said, moving a little closer to the man and making my voice as confidential and manly as I could. We think there's a chance that when you open those doors this morning, you might find the same kind of thing waiting for you.
Shit, he exploded. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Of course you don't.
Me cago en diez with that shit, he said.
Exactly. I agreed. So why not let us take a peek first, just to be sure? He gaped at me for a moment, then at Deborah, who was still scowling. A very striking look for her, nicely set off by her uniform.
I could get in trouble, he said. Lose my job.
I smiled with authentic-looking sympathy. Or you could go inside and find a stack of chopped-up arms and legs all by yourself. A lot more of them this time.
Shit, he said again. I get in trouble, lose my job, huh? Why should I do that, huh?
How about civic duty?
Come on, man, he said. Don't fuck with me. What do you care about if I lose my job?
He didn't actually hold out his hand, which I thought was very genteel, but it was clear that he hoped for a small present to insulate him against the possible loss of his job. Very reasonable, considering that this was Miami. But all I had was $5, and I really needed to get a cruller and a cup of coffee. So I just nodded with manly understanding. You're right, I said. We hoped you wouldn't have to see all the body parts. Did I say there were quite a few this time? But I certainly don't want you to lose your job. Sorry to bother you, Esteban. Have a nice day. I smiled at Deborah. Let's go, officer. We should get back to the other scene and search for the fingers.